Doctors Jeff and Susan Gegeras have spent the last 26 years growing both Cool Springs Eye Care and Donaldson Eye Care to the industry-leading optometric practices they are today. Striving to provide the absolute best healthcare experience possible, the Kegarises authored their first book, One Patient at a Time. With 8 chapters and 135 lessons, you'll quickly see why One Patient at a Time is currently the number one new healthcare released book on Amazon. Pick up your copy of One Patient at a Time today. From the in-office studios of his eye care practices in Nashville, Tennessee, it's As I See It with Dr. Jeff Kegarises, your source for eye care education and receiving the type of patient relationship you deserve. It is time for a patient revolution. And now, your host, Dr. Jeff Kegarises.
Welcome to As I See It. I'm really excited this week to talk with our surgeon, Dr. Mark Kroll, about the advances in cataract surgery. In particular, what goes on in the surgical suite and the ambulatory surgery center. So, Mark, welcome back, and we're, of course, glad that you're a part of our practice providing great surgical care.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Let's talk first about, we mentioned before, you did your training at Loma Linda. You were here with private group for a while, then with Vanderbilt for 9 years, went to Bowling Green. Now you're back, and so many people remember you from previously being here in Williamson County and Nashville. So we're glad that you're providing care. We provide surgical care at two locations right now, one in Williamson County and one in downtown Nashville, correct?
Correct.
And that's for ease or access for our patients. Some people prefer, depending upon where they live or where their sons or daughters are, to have surgery right off of West End Boulevard down in Nashville. Great eye surgical center there. And others say, you know, I'm here in Spring Hill. I'd really rather have it in Franklin. And so we try to make that convenient for people. What's it take in surgery to have a good outcome, because your skills are part of it, but there's some technology and staffing that's needed also, right?
Yes, absolutely. It is a team approach. And so you want to pick a location where we have the best technology as far as equipment for both laser and for what we call a phacoemulsification machine, which
the big word for somebody from Ohio State, yes. You know, yeah.
But also staffing is important too. You want somebody who's well-trained in eyes, who's done a lot of those procedures, because I rely on the scrub tech and other staff members to help me during the surgery as well.
We talked about cataract surgery before. We talked mostly about cataracts and how everybody at some point in their life will develop them. And when it's time that functionally we can't improve your vision in another way and we think the cataract is the main reason, we can take the cataract out. So what do you like about cataract surgery?
Well, I remember going through med school and all the rotations and different surgeries and just not being sure yet what I wanted to do until I did the ophthalmology rotation and saw some cataract surgery. It's such a lifestyle issue for people and quality of life issue with their vision. And people are happy the next day. And it's just so much fun to help people improve their vision with such a short, simple procedure.
Well, it's simple in your hands, not in everybody's. We hear about surgeons that take 45 minutes and an hour. And roughly, whole surgical procedure, maybe 10 to 15 minutes, would you say?
I tell people that the average cataract surgery in my hands, I tell them it'll be less than 10 minutes.
Okay. And that's because of your experience and the fact that you have darn good hands. My cataract surgery would take much longer than 10 minutes. You never want me doing your cataract surgery. So we don't do both eyes at the same time, though. Why is that?
Well, it's just not standard of care to do that. And I think the main reason is, on rare occasions, it doesn't happen often, but if you had a little contaminant or infection that occurred in the eye after surgery, you just wouldn't want that happening and having to treat that in both eyes at the same time. So I like to see at least one post-operative visit after the first eye, make sure that eye's looking good, doing well, before we tackle the second.
Gotcha. And insurance only pays, only covers the patient if they do it on two separate days, right?
Yes.
So that's an important thing, because patients don't want to have to pay out of pocket when they're paying a good amount of money for the benefits that they have, you know, whether it's commercial insurance, Medicare. This is not one of those procedures that needs all kinds of appeals. At this point, it's just, you need cataract surgery, we do cataract surgery, right? It's
That's
a functional
right.
determination more
That's
than
right.
anything else. You don't have to be running into walls or have three accidents in Williamson County before you know, you're eligible.
That's right.
So there are a few, when we set up patients or other doctors from the area set up patients to see you for a cataract consultation, there are a couple of tests that you do at that consultation, topography and biometry. Can you tell me what those are and how they help you in your calculations or in your pre-op determination?
Yeah, so biometry is a measurement that helps us choose the appropriate lens power that we're going to put in your eye. The main two measurements are the curvature of the cornea, which is at the front of the eye, and then the axial length or length from the front of the eye to the back of the eye. And those two measurements really help us choose the right lens power, whether we're choosing distance vision, near vision, and helps us really target that. The topography helps me with the corneal shape and seeing the astigmatism of the eye is the main reason. And because many patients want to have that astigmatism corrected at the time of surgery, and that allows me to create the appropriate treatment plan to do that.
Because we can correct that both with some almost LASIK-like incisions, right, with the laser, or we can correct it with a toric or astigmatism implant or a combination of both.
That's correct.
I'm going to have cataract surgery with you, and I'm a typical guy. I hate getting eye drops in my eyes. How am I going to keep my eyes open, and how the heck are you going to be able to do surgery when I'm nervous about people coming up near my eyes?
Yes. So that is a very common thing that we hear in the office, and it's not unusual. So we do have our tricks for that. I team up with a specialized group of anesthesia professionals who will help you relax, both either through an IV or sometimes a pill under the tongue. They can tailor that treatment plan to you and titrate that so that you're comfortable. So you're not aware of the details going on. We put a little instrument in the eyelid to keep it open for us so you don't have to worry about keeping your eye open yourself. And you'll find that it's a very comfortable procedure to go through. And most people are much less anxious and nervous on their second eye than they were on their first.
They say that wasn't really such a big deal, right?
That's right.
Although sometimes people will say, well, I remember this part of the procedure or that part of the procedure. I remember them talking about, you know, his most recent trip to Brazil or all of that, but I wasn't feeling any pain. In general, this should be a painless procedure. Is that correct? And for most cases?
Yes. Vast majority of people say they've felt no pain at all. Some people feel a little pressure at certain points during the procedure.
So let's talk about removing the cataract. How is the cataract removed?
So the actual material of the cataract is removed with an ultrasound instrument called phacoemulsification that breaks up the lens into small pieces and then sucks it through the middle of that instrument. And that's what allows us to have a very small incision to work through.
Yeah, it used to be a long time ago, we take out the lens in whole. And then, you know, we could even show you, here's your lens that we removed. But that required a really big incision and stitches. You don't use any stitches even anymore, right? Because the incision's so small. How does that happen? How do I make sure that that's not going to open up?
The incision is small enough where it self-seals at the end of the surgery, which allows us to not have to use stitches after cataract surgery now.
So one of the things that you didn't mention, and people ask all the time, is you remove this with a laser, right? And yet, I didn't hear you mention laser, but you said phacoemulsification, right?
That's right. So it's ultrasound power that breaks up the lens and then removes it. The laser can be used for other parts of the procedure, but the actual lens material is removed with the ultrasound power.
Yeah, I like to tell patients when they go, you do this with a laser. I go, oh, no. We do it with something far more sophisticated, high-speed ultrasound,
That's right.
Although we do use the laser as an assistant to some of the steps in the procedure, correcting astigmatism, other things. Tell me how the laser is and can be used and how that helps to refine standard cataract surgery.
That's correct. So laser does not do the entire procedure, so we call it laser-assisted cataract surgery. And the benefits of the laser are correcting astigmatism, which is, in my opinion, the main benefit. It creates some incisions on the cornea that can create a more spherical, rounded shape to the cornea, and that's what corrects the astigmatism. Other benefits of the laser, it can perform some of those incisions that we need at the outset of the surgery, as well as soften the lens to make it easier to remove with the ultrasound, which results in less swelling in the cornea, less inflammation after surgery as well.
So much more refined.
Yes.
Yes. You mentioned no stitches. We said effectively no shot because eye drops and maybe an IV. What about patches? Do you need any patches anymore?
after surgery, I have my surgery team put on a clear shield, no patch, just a clear shield that you can see through that's just worn the day of surgery. So the day after surgery, you will not have any patch or shield over your eye during the day.
Okay. So let's get back to after you've taken the cataract out, you got to replace that lens and that lens power with something. And we hear about these implants. How do you get the implant in?
So the implant is inside of a small injector, the nozzle of which fits inside the small incision that we made at the initial cataract surgery.
And we're talking like 2 to 2.5 millimeters,
about
right?
About 2.2 millimeters, wow. The size of that incision. So that lens unfolds as it's injected through that incision, and that allows us to keep that incision small.
And that's really one of the major advances over the last 20 years have just been the ability to have these foldable implants that can go in through a much smaller incision, right?
That's right.
Because before, you could get into the eye, you could do all your stuff through a small incision, but the equipment needed to be bigger to put in the implant, et cetera. And now as that's become more refined, it's just a lot easier that way. What are these implants typically made of?
They are made of acrylic. It's a fancy plastic material that's inert. There's never any reaction to it in the eye, never any rejection.
So how long will I be in the operating room? I mean, you're a very advanced surgeon, and we know that time in the eye, the longer the time is equated with a higher risk or rate of complications. It's got to have good hands, but we also don't want to be using a ton of energy over a long period of time. How long should I expect to be having cataract surgery just with you and your part?
So the actual time in the operating room will be probably about 15 to 20 minutes.
Okay. And your part of that?
My part of that, less than 10, probably around 7 to 8.
Right. I always tell people when they're, let's say I'm doing procedures or something here in the office, when they go, wow, that was quick. And then I'll say, well, I can make it longer. I can send one of the interns in.
That's
and
right.
So a lot of that efficiency and effectiveness that you have is just from doing so many cases, 25,000 plus, and becoming very refined, methodical about, and just the fact that you're, you know, you won't say it, but because you don't want to brag, but you're a darn good surgeon. And so that comes with experience, doesn't it? I don't think you probably graduated and said, okay, hey, I'm a 10-minute surgeon, first couple cases coming out of school, did you?
No, definitely not. And speed is certainly not the goal, but you just find over time with experience and efficiency that you just become a little quicker with it. But I do remember my first full-length case as a resident. Took me an hour and a half.
And I'm sure the person did okay.
They did fine. And but that's how you want to learn. Take it slow, learn every step correctly, and then just over time you become more efficient.
As you mentioned, the efficiency comes when you are more effective rather than efficiency being the first goal.
That's right.
Of that, quality and safety are the number one goal that we have here at Cool Springs Eye Care and Donaldson Eye Care and with any surgery or laser procedure that Dr. Kroll provides. After surgery, so you've taken out the lens, you put in an implant, what's my immediate post-operative recovery like, I'd say the first 24 hours?
So the day of surgery, you can expect your vision to be blurry just from having surgery that day, from swelling and inflammation. Most patients typically notice that the vision starts to get significantly better the day after surgery, and then even better each day moving forward. And they will typically have a post-operative visit the next day, sometimes later that same day.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, it's real common for us to expect that they're going to have vision, assuming we aimed for far away, good far away vision, that they're going to be somewhere on the chart. Some people come in, they're a crystal clear 20/20, but that's a little ahead of the curve, even with great surgeons, because you've just had surgery, right? You got swelling. I mean, if you had surgery on your ankle, you'd have swelling. And so you're going to have a little bit of swelling, and that can blur your vision, kind of like looking through a little bit of Vaseline or so at times early on. But gradually over that first week, we see it a day, then we see it a week, and in about a month. Those are the standard post-operative visits, and vision should gradually continue to be improving. Are most patients comfortable after cataract surgery?
Yes. It's unusual to have much pain at all after surgery. If there is pain, it's typically because there may be a little abrasion on the cornea that, and those things can be treated and seen post-operative mm-hmm. day one and helped.
Yeah, or maybe the eye pressure went up a little bit, and we're going to treat that day one. And so we're always on call for anybody of any sort, but especially for our surgical patients, if you have any element of pain or worse vision, we have a doctor on call 24/7, 365 to take care of you. Don't hesitate. That's what we're there for. So cataract surgery, very refined, very advanced. We get great results. When do I have my second eye typically performed? If I've done one eye, we talked about we don't do them on the same day, but do I have to wait 3 months or 6 months or a long time or typically less?
No, I'm typically do most of the second eyes about a week later.
Okay.
Things are looking good on the first eye, the first post-operative visit. Then we plan to go ahead and get that second eye done, get you matched up, and patients typically do better that way.
I will tell you the toughest time is kind of that in between the first and the second because you're seeing well in one eye and the other eye's not. And so that little bit of out of balance, people heal and are much happier when we do them closer together, aren't they?
Yes, we try to minimize that time.
Yeah. When can I return to my pretty much normal activities, whatever those might be?
So there's not many restrictions. I tell most people after their post-operative visit day one, most people are driving and going back to work. Now, there's a few minor restrictions. You don't want to go swimming and submerge your head underwater. You want probably no gardening, anything sort of common sense where you don't want to get debris and things in the eye itself. And then be careful about bending down low to lift heavy things.
But I don't have, my head's not in a sandbag, and I'm not restricted to sitting in a chair the whole time. Most people are doing their normal things.
That's right.
Right. Unless you have some. Now, if you're going to be parachuting or decided you want to go to Disney World and ride a roller coaster the next day, we probably say, let's hold off a week or so on that, or jumping in deep in a pool, right? You can be around water, but we don't want you submerging the eye, right?
That's right. And all those restrictions, after about a week out from surgery, you can do everything normally.
When do you tell people, this is real common for the guys, when can I get back on the golf course?
I usually tell them, give it 3 or 4 days, and then they're fine to golf.
That's fine. Will I hit the ball better?
Well, I tell them I get some credit if they lower their handicap after cataract surgery.
But don't take your wallet with you, right?
That's right.
You probably still have the same swing. And the latest new club, despite the fact me trying, never seems to fix that, right? No matter how much I spend on clubs and all the right golf ball, man, my score just doesn't get any better. I don't understand. So,
well, I've been asked, will I be able to play golf better after surgery? And I said, well, do you play golf now? And
so what there now, cataract surgery is very refined, but there are a few risks. Can we talk about the main risks with cataract surgery?
So the main risk after surgery is we want to watch and look out for any infection. And that's one of the main purposes for post-op day one visit, as well as the post-op week one visit. During surgery, the most common complication to watch out for is damage to the capsule that holds the cataract in place, because we like to preserve that and put the new lens implant inside there.
And that's like a little cellophane almost, isn't it? It's not a rigid structure, so you have to be very careful when you're doing surgery.
It is. It's very thin and fragile, but that's the optimal place to put that new lens implant. Now, if it is damaged and we're not able to do that, we can still put the new lens in. It just requires a little different type of procedure to do that.
Okay. So infection, detachment, swelling, they don't happen very often, but they are risks. Anytime you go into any surgical procedure, you need to be considering that, hey, I could be that one, but we're talking about probably a less than 1% risk overall of one of those more significant complications.
That's right.
99% of the time, people that come in with vision that is only reduced by a cataract will have improved vision after cataract surgery. It does not cure glaucoma, macular degeneration, corneal problems, problems with the optic nerve. You have those other concomitant or along with type problems. Those are still going to be there. We still need to manage those also, right?
That's right.
And I think we'll talk in a separate podcast just on the specific issue of cataracts and when I have glaucoma. But you all will need to stay tuned for that in the future as we talk with Dr. Mark Kroll. So I've been talking today with Dr. Kroll, Chief Surgeon at Cool Springs Eye Care and Donaldson Eye Care. If you want to set up a consultation with Dr. Kroll, Dr. Kroll provides cataract consultations and laser procedures in the office. If you know you have a cataract and want to have a surgical consultation or talk surgery, you can call Cool Springs Eye Care at 615-771-7555. Call Donaldson Eye Care at 615-889-0147. You can also make your appointment online. We make it really easy for you. www.coolspringseyecare.com or www.donaldsoneyecare.com. If you are a patient of another doctor in town and your doctor's diagnosed you with cataracts, we can provide with Dr. Kroll the surgical procedure and then work with your doctor in the postoperative care. We want to keep you with your primary eye care home optometrist or ophthalmologist. This has been Dr. Jeff Kegris. I'm talking about cataract surgery with our surgeon, Dr. Mark Kroll. Mark, thanks for joining us today and talking a little bit about the procedure.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Stay tuned next week as we talk a little more in depth about what type of implant you may want to choose when you have cataract surgery. Yep, you can customize it and you get some choice in this matter. In fact, a lot of choice.